Welcome to What's She On About. I'm Mitzi.
And I'm Kat.
And we are probably not going to have a proper episode for you today. There's a lot of things going on. About to leave on a vacation for my birthday. Very exciting.
Yes, happy birthday coming up.
Merci.
Why are we speaking French? Somewhere French?
I am going somewhere French, and I've been practicing. They were playing Amélie last night, so I've decided to start, like, just letting French shows play in the background, see what I pick up.
Oh, I see. By osmosis.
Exactly. Anyway, this is a podcast where we chat about life, infatuations, pop culture, and my obsession with Idris Elba, which I have to say, since he got married, it has waned. Quite a bit.
A little bit. That'll do it.
That will definitely do it. So I am definitely in the market for some Idris rivals that I will seriously consider. It's gotten so bad, I haven't even liked some of his posts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sticking it to him.
Yeah.
He did look quite handsome on his wedding day.
Fine. He did. I mean, I wasn't happy about it, but yeah, he did. He looked damn good. Damn good.
Well, don't be careful there.
Congratulations. Dad looks good. Let me stop. Anywho, I have definitely been in the market for Idris rivals, and I am anxious to see if you have one. Because if you don't,
I
have one. Yeah.
Okay, who you got?
All right, so I've been watching, like, lots of Netflix. His name is David Avery.
Mm-hmm.
He's on this British comedy show on Netflix called Borderline. And he was also, he had like a bit part in this show called Man Like Mo Bean with this really, I think he's famous. I don't know. He's funny to me. Ghuz Khan is the Pakistani comedian. He's on his show. And actually, they were both on each other's show. It's crazy. Anyway, whatever. I think he's so cute.
Let me see. Oh.
Yeah, look him up.
He's curly.
Yes, he's got curly hair. I think he looks better with, like, the longer curly hair. He's cut it in some things, but I'm like, I like your curly hair.
He's cute.
Isn't he? He's got, like, these really nice big eyes. I don't know how old he is.
Oh, he's 33.
British film. Oh, see? Not bad. Not bad at all. I never saw The Night Manager. Exactly. Much legal. Very legal. I didn't see The Night Manager, but apparently he was in that, too.
Oh, that was supposed to be good.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well. Tom Hiddleston was in that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, David Avery. Let me just get some Google pics.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I use other search engines besides Google, because they never...
Are there other
search engines? Bling or Safari. Bling. The fuck is a Bling? Bing or Safari. Oh, yeah.
I see what you mean.
This one with the low haircut and goatee.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cool.
He has.
Where is he from? He looks like he's.
He's
He has some Negroidian character.
Well,
I'm just saying.
It's a very good question.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah. No. He on one of the shows that he was on, it said that he had an Egyptian background, but I don't know, like, in real life, if he has that real Egyptian background. Do you know what I mean? Really say on his Wikipedia page. Just says,
probably,
you know,
for a reason.
He's British. Yeah, maybe for a reason. But
yeah, he's
like,
definitely racially ambiguous. Like, he could be anything.
That's right. So on the show, they think he's like all sorts of, like, from a bunch of different Muslim countries. And he's like, oh, this is in Arabic. And he's like, I don't know how to read Arabic, man. Like, go ask that guy. And then the guy that he's like, go ask, is like this white dude with, like, red hair. He's like, he can read Arabic. Yeah, he's he can read Arabic. I can't. Stop making assumptions.
Hilarious.
I know. I just think he's a little bit of a cutie.
He's adorable. Mm-hmm. I want to label him.
Yeah.
The awful, The awful human in me wants to label him, because let's face it, human label beings are assholes. Yeah. Also, is he married?
Maybe claim him a bit. I don't know.
Let's see. That's what it is. I want to claim him.
He's, yeah. It's yummy. Definitely. Yeah, because he's, although, like, if you look at the second to last picture he ever posted on his Instagram, he looks like, do you know who he looks like? He looks like the guy from Queen. What's his name? Freddie Mercury. He's got like a Freddie Mercury mustache. His hair is a little bit short. His Instagram is _David_Avery.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't find him.
Yeah.
_David_Avery. Let's see what you got. _Avery.
I mean, he really looks a lot like Freddie Mercury in this picture.
Oh, yeah, whoa. Uh-huh. And his teeth are jacked as well.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Did he do it for a role?
I was wondering about that, because a few further down, it says, it has a picture of him sort of like side by side with Freddie Mercury, and it says Sky Arts and Now TV Series 3 Urban Myths. So maybe. With the hashtag Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he looks like a weird Freddie Mercury, but he does kind of look like him.
He does. He gives you those vibes.
And Hiddleston, you were right. Hiddleston was
in The Night Manager.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Troy. Oh, I don't know what that means.
I don't remember the TV Troy. Show.
Oh, not the movie TV though. Show. The okay. TV a series.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, like I said, you guys, this is not going to be like a full-on episode because things have been like super, super crazy. So please forgive us. So let's see. Give me your one prediction for the season finale, series finale of Game of Thrones.
I think Arya's done. I think she's... Oh, no, she was in a preview. So no, that theory's not going to work anymore. Someone...
You never know, though. It's still like over an hour episode. She could still die.
No, I wasn't going to say she died. I was going to say she got on her white horse and just got the hell out of town.
Oh, I see. She's
like, fuck this shit.
She was like, I'm going down this old crazy. Town road.
Exactly. Am I the only one who hates that song? I know I'm not the only one who hates that song, but
I don't think you're the only one that hates it, but it is catchy AF. I didn't think it would be, but it sticks in my head. It sticks in my head. It's a bop.
Well,
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that my prediction will be that Danny will try to kill Jon, and then Arya will kill her.
Mm.
And I think somehow Tyrion will, because it's a miracle that Tyrion is still alive still, yes, so he'll probably make it to the end.
Yeah, I don't know how, because it doesn't make sense, but I wonder as the hand of the queen, as her hand... Mm-hmm. Whether or not he ends up ruling, because she gonna die. I feel like Danny gonna die. And I, you know, if it fulfills the prophecy for her to kill somebody with green eyes, then maybe Arya does it. Mm-hmm. So I thought the green eyes would be Cersei, but she did. Under the rubble.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Just a brook. Wow.
So stupid.
Oh,
or John, like... has to like maybe accidentally kill her or something, or he accidentally kills her, but then he doesn't want the throne, and so since Tyrion was her hand, he'll end up give on it the throne. To him. No, yeah, exactly. He gives it to him.
Mm. I feel like I needed to watch the last episode again, because people were talking about how he basically snubbed her.
He snubbed and, who?
Danny, John, and that kind of went through her on the deep end.
I don't think that was the reason why.
It wasn't the only reason, but there was like the final straw. Did he like say, I'm done? Like,
so basically it was probably the scene where they were like kissing or whatever. And then he pulls back.
Yeah.
And she's like, she says something and he gives her like a face or whatever. And she pulls back. She's like, okay, fine. Then I'll rule by fear. Hmm. I can't remember if he says anything to her or she just like sees something in his eyes. And then she's like, okay, fine. Well, then I'll rule by fear. And then, of course, bitch went on tirade. Yeah, worse than a tirade. She was like, I'm burning all your shit down. I think you sent me one that was like, all right, if you chop my best friend's head off,
Right, exactly. And the bitch did say before she died, Drick Harris.
That's Drick true. Harris.
Like, burn. And everybody last week, the week before, was like, yes, Masani said Drick Harris, blah, 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 burn this shit down. And that's exactly what she did. People are like, wait, hold up. Oh, you really? Oh. You know, it's like.
My favorite were a few of the memes that were just like, oh, Masande in heaven saying, like, when I meant Dracarys, I didn't really mean.
Right. I meant, I kind of meant, like, I'm mad.
Right.
Not
like, burn all
the. Like, kill everyone.
Yeah, kill that. Because I'm like, well, but then, you know what? I saw another one that was like, if you feel bad for the people of King's Landing, just remember they were rooting for. Chop Ned Stark's head off. So fuck him.
Yeah, but the babies didn't deserve to die.
That's true.
People just get dumb when they're in a. It's true. People get dumb when they're in like a group mentality. Not group mentality, but you know, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a crowd.
Yes. They go with a crowd. Sure, sure, sure. It's kind of like a. I can't think of the word either.
It's like a. Yeah,
mob. That's it.
Yeah,
mob mentality. That's it. That's a mob mentality. Yeah. Well, we shall see. Only a few days in the series finale of the show.
When we come back,
yeah. When we come back, we will definitely have to talk about like the season and how it ended and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, we always ask you to please go to our website, whatsheonabout.com, and you'll find links to our Twitter and our Instagram. At the WSOA show. Don't forget to subscribe. We definitely do longer episodes than this. Sometimes longer than you want.
Yeah, and if anybody out there knows how and what we can do to prevent our country from turning into Gilead since they want to go and ban abortion in several states, holler. Drop a comment.
Yo, that ghetto action news is like, that is the ghetto action news if we had ghetto action news. What the actual fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I know that they're trying to get it to go to the Supreme Court so that they can overturn Roe versus Wade, which, fucking hell. It's so ridiculous. Mind you, 28 white males, that's who decided for Alabama that they were going to ban abortions, even in the case of rape and incest. What the actual fuck? Meanwhile, I bet every single one of them, their insurance pays for erectile dysfunction pills or some shit.
Sure.
Like that. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. We could talk about this for a while. But yeah, if anyone knows, please let us know.
Holler.
Exactly.
In the meantime.
In the meantime.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. And we will leave you with my current earworm, which is Juice by Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo is really,
she's popping right now.
Yeah.
She is everywhere. And I have to say, her album's pretty good. I actually really like it. I'm going to go see her in concert in October. I got tickets. Nice. I clearly need a t-shirt that says 100% that bitch. Which is her concert t-shirt. I love
it. I want one too.
And I want to follow Lizzo's lead. She is like unapologetic. She's like, yes, I'm fat. Yes, I'm a big girl. Deal with it. Wears whatever she wants. Looks fabulous. It's the attitude. Like,
own it.
The attitude will pull it all together. So,
I'm also a proponent for a healthy lifestyle, but
yes.
I don't want you to pass out or have a heart attack, Lizzo, due to hypertension, cholesterol,
or
diabetes.
Things.
However, you're definitely.
And she may be fine. Like, you'd be surprised, like, who doesn't have issues, even though you think they do.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, she's great. You know, I've seen lots of her butt.
Yes. She really enjoys her butt. Even when I got the tickets and they told me that her tickets were on sale, they put the little peach emoji in the email, in the notification. It's everywhere, which I think is hilarious. But I love Juice. It ain't my fault that I'm out here on the juice. Blame it on the juice, baby.
Props to her.
Yes. Anywho, we will leave you with Juice and we will chat with you later. Bye bye now.
Toodles.
I'm not the baddest bitch you like.